Yes. Does anybody here like waiting?
No.
No? No one? I don't like waiting. It's boring, isn't it? Having to wait for things.
Wait.
You'll notice this year, Mason, I haven't brought that microphone with me for audience participation, okay? After last year, I thought it was good to have a change. So, no one's likes waiting, though. Waiting in shops, waiting in traffic. I mean, I used to have to, my job, go on the motorway, and you get stuck in queues all the time. So this summer, I got a new job, and no more going on the motorway. It's all back roads getting there. It's so much easier, except now I get stuck behind tractors instead. It's not audience participation, Mark. And I'm talking about waiting, because I know all you kids, you're all waiting for something at the moment, aren't you? You're all waiting for something really exciting. I mean, the youth, they're even waiting. Now, they're all, you know, pretending, thinking, you know, we're too cool to get excited. That's what youth are like, aren't they? But on the inside, they're really excited too. And we can get so excited, can't we, waiting for something. We think it's never going to come, but eventually it will. That amazing, wonderful day. All the waiting will be over and it'll finally be here. And there's only a few days left now. How many is it now?
Three.
Let me count. Wait, I can do this. I'm a maths teacher. It's 15. Only 15 days to wait. 15 days and then you'll all be back at school. The misery of the holidays will be over and you'll all be happy again. Yeah, look at the excitement of being at school. It's wonderful. Okay, so none of you kids seem really excited about going back to school, but I saw your parents' faces, and some of them are already counting down the days, let me tell you. Anyway, he said, I'm going to tell you a story today about waiting. And this is a story about a people who are waiting for a saviour. People who had been through some suffering, who'd been through some years in the wilderness. But they kept believing their Saviour would come. And finally, after many years of waiting, he came. Hallelujah! He is here! But, much as I love Jürgen, there is a more important Saviour. I know some will consider that heresy. So, I want to read some verses from the Bible. The Bible says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. And these words, they were written by a man called Isaiah. And he wasn't talking about Jürgen Klopp. Do you know who he was talking about?
Jesus!
Yeah. In Jesus. If in doubt, the answer is always Jesus, isn't it? And so Isaiah wrote these words and they celebrate the birth of Jesus. So he must have written them a bit after Jesus was born, right? Right? Why are you shaking your head? It's because he didn't write them after Jesus was born. He wrote them before.
Yeah.
It's a bit unusual. Probably more than 700 years before Jesus was born, these words were written. And God gave Isaiah these words to tell the people of Israel someone was coming. Someone who was going to be their saviour. And that he was going to come as a baby. And so people were waiting in the end for hundreds of years for this baby, for Jesus to be born. And you guys, you're probably right now thinking, it's really tough waiting 3 more days for Christmas, isn't it? Try waiting 700 years for it. Imagine if I told you now, Christmas isn't going to be this week. It's been slightly delayed by 700 years. Can you imagine 700 years? Even my dad hasn't been alive that long. I see now if he listens to the podcast, because he'll come and have a word with me. But we don't have to wait that long. But we have this special month now we've been celebrating before Christmas, where we remember all those years of waiting. Anyone know what we call it this month? Don't say December. Special word for it. Okay, leads up to Christmas. What have you all been opening every day for the last month? No, you haven't been opening presents yet. Have we? Yeah, you've been opening Advent calendars, haven't you? We call this time Advent. And this is the time where we remember all those years of people waiting for Jesus to come. But a lot, despite the fact that none of you seem to be able to remember, I think a lot of you probably do have Advent calendars, don't you? Yeah. You could call them waiting calendars. Because that's what they remind us of, waiting. We eat chocolate while we wait for Christmas to come. And then we eat even more when it does come. I bet, though, I bet none of you have got an Advent calendar made out of a polystyrene container that used to hold biology equipment. I have, and it's brilliant, because it was made with love, and it's full of chocolate and nuts. You see, we're all waiting at the moment for Christmas and hoping that what we get is worth waiting for, aren't we? Of course, the longer you wait, kind of the better the present needs to be to make it really worth waiting. Imagine if you were waiting 700 years for a present. Imagine, though, it would have to be, to make it worth 700 years, have to be the most special, amazing present ever in the whole wide world, wouldn't it? And it was. And it still is. Because, yes, it's Jesus. It's God deciding he was going to come down to earth to be with us. One of the names of God we sometimes use at Christmas is Emmanuel, because it means God with us. That's what Christmas is all about, because now we don't have to wait for God anymore. God is with us. Every moment of every day, God is with you, whether you know it or not. And that's why we celebrate Christmas, because of what Jesus did. He came so he could be with us all the time. So we're not waiting for God anymore. If anything, God is waiting for us. But the Bible says, the Lord still waits for you to come to him so he can show you his love. God is wanting to be there with us all the time. But we so easily forget that, especially at Christmas. Which seems weird because, you know, it's all about God. But we can easily forget about him when we're busy with presents and turkey and family and Christmas pudding and pigs in blankets. Oh, imagine if they were really that big. What? Oh, oh. What was I talking about? Oh. Yeah, God is always wanting to be with us. You know, some people say, oh, God must be fed up when people bother him. Just leave him alone. They even sometimes call Christians God botherers, don't they? But that's silly. It's not true. God always wants us to be talking to him, to be remembering him. But even his disciples made that silly mistake once. Let's read another Bible verse. Some people brought their children to Jesus so that he could place his hands on them and pray for them. His disciples told the people, stop bothering him. But Jesus said, let the children come to me and don't try to stop them. People who are like these children belong to God's kingdom. See, Jesus came to this earth as a baby and grew up as a child because he wanted children to come to him. See, Jesus knows what it's like to be a child. He knows what it's like to be your age. He knows what it's like to feel all those things you feel as a child. And Jesus wants you to know that you are not any less important because you're a child. He wants more than anything for you to come to him. And so this Christmas, as we all have lots and lots of fun opening up presents and eating food and playing games, whatever we do, let's remember why we have Christmas. Because Jesus wanted to come and be with us and is now with us all the time, every day. Shall we pray?
Yes.
Yes. Right answer, Mason. Well done. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you that your biggest desire was to come and be with us. That all the trappings of heaven were not enough to hold you back from coming to dwell with us. I just pray at this Christmas time that all of us, children of all ages, that we would remember you, that we would take time to celebrate you, to worship you as we celebrate Christmas, that we would not forget you, but that you would be right at the centre there with all of us. Amen.